ஞானஞ்சனசலாகய சக்ஷுருன்மீலிதஞ்சேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுரவே நமஃ. வஞ்சாகல்பதருப்யஸ்ய கிருபாசிந்துப்யைவ ச பதிதானம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமஃ. நமோ மகாபதன்யாய கிருஷ்ணப்ரேம ப்ரதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாம்னே கௌரத்விஷே நமஃ. குருவே கௌரச்சந்திராய ராதிகாயை ததாலயை கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண பக்தாய ததபக்தாய நமோ. யம் ப்ரவ்ரஜந்தமனுபேதமபேதகிருத்யம் ஜிவாமி தயா வினா இதி விஜ்ஞே ராதே தன்மே மாம் சரணந்தி. பக்த்யா விஹீன அபராத லத்யே சித்தாஸ்ய காமாதி தரங்க மத்யே க்ருபாமயீ த்வாம் சரணம் ப்ரபன்னா வ்ருந்தே நமஸ்தே சரணாரவிந்தம்.
மை மில்லியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹம்புல் தண்டவர்ஸ் இன் த லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் மை ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் மாஸ்டர் நித்த லீலா பிரவிஷ்டும் விஷ்ணு பாசிஷும பக்தி பிரஜான் கேசவகோஸ்வாமி அண்ட் சேம் மில்லியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தண்டவர் இன் தி லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் மை சிக்ஷா குரு நித்த லீலா பிரவிஷ்டும் விஷ்ணு பா ஸ்ரீமத் பக்தி வேதாந்த் சுவாமி மகாராஜ். There was a king. His name was Kansh Maharaj. Very poor. At that time he was the ruler. Why did they make? You are not hearing all? There was a king. His name was Kansh Maharaj. And there was a king. His name was Kansh Maharaj. He was so a strong ruler, very powerful. Even he arrested his father and became a ruler. Now his father was in jail, but he was so powerful. He married the daughter of Jarasandha, very, very strong ruler in India at that time. Now is he arrested his father and became very a strong ruler, and he married the daughter of Maharaj Jarasandha, at that time very
famous and very strong ruler in India. What is the use of this if we can use? You should go and tell him. Why you are all going? You should come. Return back. Yes, sir. Then he married the daughters of Jarasandha. One day, he made a festival for the marriage of his sister Devaki. On a beautiful chariot, golden chariot, he was carrying his daughter and his brother-in-law, sister-in-law, or sister and brother-in-law. An aerial voice came, you are foolish person. To whom you are carrying, your sister's 8th son will murder you, kill you. At once he jumped from the chariot and wanted to kill his sister. But Basudev Maharaj, he told that the husband of Devaki, that I will give you all the sons that will come from his womb, or her womb. And then he satisfied. And after that, Basudev Maharaj gave 6 sons to Kansa and he killed them. But when 8th came in the womb of Devaki, 6 was gone from home. And then 8th came. Demigods began to pray. And Kansa was now very careful that when that son will come and I will kill. Otherwise he may kill me. Krishna is Supreme Lord. He is Lords of Lords. Very tricky also. He was in the home, but very tricky. He came only in 8 months instead of 10 months. Kansa could not calculate. So he was in dilemma. But he was very careful. At that time, rain was heavy rain, storm. All the gatekeepers, all watchmen, all were slept. And in the meantime, Bedi Hathakadi, chains, seconds. were gone, and they were both free, and a child came, not child, oh, Krishna came in the form of Narayan, four-handed there. And very wonderful, at the same time, Krishna in full, in two-handed, he came in Gokul from the womb of Mother Yashoda. Oh, here in the prison, oh, Krishna told, oh, just at once, you should take me to Gokul. I am becoming like a boy. And at once, he started to Gokul. And he went, and there also, Krishna in full was there, Nanda Nanda. And thus he changed and brought his daughter. Yashoda has yielded two children. One son, one daughter. Devaki only one son. Four-handed. His age was like 16. And there Krishna was like a very baby coming from the womb. The connection between mother and child was there. There it was cut down. But in Mathura, nothing.
Argumentándose títulos a dos guardianes de la cárcel de Kansa, se quedaron dormidos y automáticamente las esposas, las dormientes que se llevaban las manos, los pies, el brazo de Devaki se abrieron y Devaki tuvo un niño, sí, Krishna apareció.
You can have a chair there, a chair. The chair you can sit very easily.
Hembra y varón, de tal modo que Vasudev Maharaj tomó a su pequeño bebé en brazos y se ponía, y lo llevó a Gokul, en donde lo intercambió por la hija de Yashoda, no por el hijo, tomó la hija y se la llevó y dejó al hijo. Allí en Gokul había una conexión entre la madre e hijo, que había el cordón umbilical mientras que en el Mathura. Krishna apareció en su forma de Narayana, y fue una conexión mediante el cordón umbilical entre Narayana y
Devaki. It is no wonder that Krishna came at the same time in Gokul and at the same time from the womb of Devaki. No wonder, because he is Lord of Lords, having so many opulences. Why two places? He can come in several million and million places, in million and million form. If he can become 16,000, more than 16 crore crores in the dance, Ras dance, he can be. So no harm. So partly he came from the womb of Devaki. And he is Narayan Tattva. And those who came by the womb of Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, with a link, very like newborn child. Oh, he is full Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna, who came from the womb of Devaki, he is not Swayam Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan. But Swayam Bhagavan is Devaki, Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan, Gopi Kam, Radha Kam. So he was then changing. Vasudeva Maharaj came to Mathura, and then Kans knew, and he wanted to kill that girl, but girl became of 8-handed of Durga Devi and kicked Kans' head. Oh, you, how you can kill me? You cannot touch even. Oh, who will kill you? Oh, he has taken birth anywhere. And she disappeared. Oh, Kans. And after.
Pero uno puede preguntarse, ¿cómo es posible que haya sido el mundo? Eso no es una gran cosa en realidad. Porque Cristo es el Señor de señores, Él es el Señor Supremo. Él incluso puede aparecer 16.000 formas, no 16.000 formas, sino 1.000.000 formas en la vida de la raza para bailar con toda la copia. Así que en realidad, que haya aparecido simultáneamente en el ojo y en el no es una gran cosa. Más o menos, el Prita Ancón apareció el vientre de su madre, que había la evidencia del dolor espiritual, mientras que no había la voluntad. Así que Pastor llevó a su pequeño niño a todo el niño intercambio con su niña que había sido dada por la sola, por madre de sola. Y lo llevó dentro del año de vuelta a Matura a la misión de Kansa. Kansa se enteró del hecho del nacimiento, del octavo hijo de Dios. Él inmediatamente se dirigió a la misión con el objetivo de tratar al niño que estaba hablando en el periodo del Goku. En el momento en que Kansa Mahara se imponía a matar a la pequeña, ella se convirtió en una de las formas que le mostró a quien le dijo: oh, tú no puedes matarle, ni siquiera puedes matarle, no seas tonto, aquel que te va a matar.
Un punto que Guru dijo que Krishna de Gokul es Swayam Bhagavan.
Krishna de Gokul es Swayam Bhagavan, mientras que Krishna que aparece en Mathura es tan solo una tatua parcial de Krishna.
Narayan tatua, Narayan tatua. Now you should know also. Oh, Brijendranandan Krishna, he never gives up, never goes out of Vrindavan. He never comes to Mathura, never. Never goes to Dwarka. And this Yadunandan, that is the Devakinandan, always being in Mathura, he never goes to Vrindavan. Really, both are one. None, two. Moved of that changed. Vrindavan Krishna was always taking peacock feather and flew, and in gop form, gopal form. And there Mathura and Dwarka, or Devaki Nandan, he cannot take flow, cannot wear this peacock feather. And he will tell that my father, mother are Devaki and Vasudeva. Sometimes he will become four-handed. But that Krishna always in Vrindavan, he will not be like that.
Krishna posee toda la fortuna de congregación en su cabeza y con todo el secreto de una palabra. Allí es un pequeño mundo. Mientras que el Torah, el no puede usar la fortuna de congregación.
Sí,
así
Now we have told so many sweet pastimes of Krishna. One thing I want to tell, that Krishna never kills any demon. Never. Vrajendanandan Krishna Radha Kanta Krishna never kills any demon. Putna was killed in Vrindavan, but who killed? Who killed? A question may come. Oh, she was killed elsewhere. He touched Krishna and gave up his body and went to Golok Vrindavan. Krishna gave her loving form, like mother. So here Vrajendranandan never killed that putna. What happened? As a magic, she touched Krishna, left her body, and Krishna gave him motherlyhood love. Motherlyhood love Krishna will give. Anyone in this world will not. So why we should worship anyone other than this Yashoda Nandan, Anandan? This is the thing. But when in Mathura Dwarka anyone is killed, Narayan himself, like Krishna, just Devaki Nandan kills them. He can kill. He can give liberation. Not love and affection, Braja Prem he cannot give. Only Krishna, who is in Vrindavan, who has taken birth in Vrindavan, who is Radha Kanta, who breeds dogs, Russia, he can give. That Braja Prem. Though Krishna, this and this are same, but he can then, what he can give? Liberation. More than anyone, he can give. He can give so many things, but not love of Mathura and Dwarka he can give, because he possesses. But Braja Prem can be given only by. Even Krishna, we make it by the help of Radhika and Gopi. They can. They are the authority. They are the authority of love of Braja. And they have made Paurnamasi and Vrinda the authority of giving love. And also to Giriraj Maharaj and Gopeshwar Maharaj. Very important.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Jai Jai
Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol. We have explained so many beautiful and very wonderful pastimes of Krishna. So I want to begin with wonderful pastime of Baladev Prabhu, Guru Tattva. Baladev Prabhu is Guru Tattva. And I want to begin from Baladev Prabhu Maharshi. Oh, you should know that Krishna is Supreme Lord, Lord of Lord. But Baladev Prabhu is Guru Tattva. Without the mercy of Baladev Prabhu or Nityananda, anyone can have achieved the love of Krishna and Radhika or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are going to speak about the mercy of Baladev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. One day Krishna and Baladev with millions of cowherd boys, but no sound good. I should stop?
No.
So you should stand up and only louder. One day, Krishna and Baladev with millions of cowherd boys, though he is Lord of Lords, but playing very sweet pastime, he was going to cowherd boys with lakhs and lakhs, millions of cows, from one forest to another forest.
Una vez, Krishna y Baladev Prabhu, a pesar de ser una personalidad de Dios, fueron al bosque acompañados por millones y millones de sus amigos, pequeños pastorcillos de vacas.
So walking from one forest to another, all the cowherd boys became thirsty and also they become hungry. So requested Krishna and Baladev, a very big demon has come. You have killed so many demons, but now a very big demon has come. Oh, you should save me from that thing. And that is hunger. Hungry? Hunger. Oh, we are very hungry. And what became? Yoga Sutta. Dhenukasura. In brief.
So, we have our friends of Krishna Balaram. They said, oh, we very, very hungry that this demon is attacking us. And there was a very, very nice big plantation of tal fruit which belonged to King Kamsa. So Krishna Balaram, along with friends of Krishna Radharanga, they went there and then immediately they started to shake the tal fruit trees and the tal fruit started to fall.
Así que Krishna y Baladev, o sus amigos, se internaron en esa plantación de latineros y comenzaron a mover los árboles y comenzaron a caer los frutos.
But then the person who was taking care of the plantation for King Kams, his name was Dhenukasura. He had taken the guise of an ass. So he was sleeping, he woke up, and then he started to charge towards Krishna Balaram and the cowboy boys.
Esa plantación estaba siendo en ese momento dominada por un asociado de este Kamsa, este perverso rey, quien había subido allí.
So very, very big and powerful ass, and charging towards Balaram, he ran up to them, and in the middle he turned into the air, and with his two hind legs, he kicked him in the chest.
Así que este asno era muy fuerte y poderoso, comenzó a correr con gran velocidad hacia encima de él, y a mitad del camino se detuvo y con sus patas traseras dio una gran voz sobre el pecho de Balaram.
This Dhenukasura was so powerful that he could defeat thousands of warriors himself. But though he kicked Balaram so powerfully, in the chest, Baladev, he just stood and he turned into much an inch.
Este demonio de Tazur, este asno, era tan poderoso que podía matar él solo de inmediato a miles y miles de guerreros. Pero aunque era tan fuerte así, y así se golpeó de una voz tan fuerte sobre el pecho, que se iba a retroceder. Para el otro no se movió ni siquiera una pulgada.
Then he came and he charged again. And this time trying to kick Baladev, but Baladev, he caught his hind legs and then twirling him around, then threw him up into the tall trees.
Nuevamente, Dhenukasura, este demonio en forma de asno, atacó a su hombre de con sus patas traseras, pero su hombre lo tomó por una de sus patas y comenzó a dar vueltas sobre su cabeza y lo arrojó sobre los árboles.
Going up in tall trees, the demon left his body, but so many tall fruits, they started to come down. But at the same time, there were demoniac friends also in the Gorgian passes, and they came and they started to charge Krishna Balaram.
Perché quando Valde Prabhu lanciò, arrojò il terremoto sopra il artigliero, immediatamente murió e cominciarono a caer l'altro di loro. Però, molti associati di questo demonio, che tenían anche forma di asmo, cominciarono a attaccare con gran forza a Krishna e Valde.
One after another, Krishna and Balaram, they would take the ass's friends of Hindusura, right, and hind legs, and also twirl them up into the trees. And one by one, as one tall tree would fall, it would fall in another one, and had a domino effect. And the whole plantation was downtrodden with tall trees and fruit and blood.
Los jardineros, mientras caían estos rastros sobre los árboles, un pájaro tumbaba al otro en un efecto dominó. Así que al final había muchos árboles en el suelo, grandes y mucha sangre proveniente de los demonios.
The place was a big mess.
En ese lugar era todo un desorden, una fatalidad.
Not Christian's friends. Especially Mani Mangal. They were so hungry, but now they did not take anything because all the tofu had been contaminated with blood. So this pastime also has very
One thing. Their friends were hungry still.
So now their hunger, they said, oh.
No. At once Krishna told that, oh, come with me. And they went to Madhuban. And plenty of madhu was there, honey. And all were given and all became satisfied. Very nearby. Nearby both. Palpan and Madhuban.
And one time all of you should come with Gurudev to Madhuban. In October we have one very nice festival, Kartik festival for 1 month. Gurudev takes us to Madhuban, Palban.
Giving honey, so much honey there.
Giving so much sweet, sweet honey. 8 hours every day, sweet Hari Katha.
Viva!
When they come back, they will not be the same people. They will be completely changed and transformed. By the sweet Hari Katha coming from Bridge
Passing.
Now, what are the instructions?
So, the instructions that Baladev, Shri Baladev, he represents Akhanda Guru Tattva. And Dedikasura, he represents the person who has ass-like mentality. In Srimad Bhagavatam stated, Yasyapna Buddhi Kunate Jidatuke Swadhi Kala Tradishu Goma Ijati. That the Yasyapna Buddhi Kunate Jidatuke. That person who
Gokaraha. In the last word is Gokaraha.
Gokaraha.
Those who are like this.
Those persons who are like asses and animals.
They have myself is this body. The Atma Buddhi.
Yeah. Those people who have that mentality. This Yasyapna Buddhi Kunate Jidatuke. That, oh, I am Mexican. I am American. I am black. I am white. Those people who have this type of mentality.
Soy
who think that this body made up of three elements, bile, pus, and mucus.
Esa persona que piensa que solamente el cuerpo que está compuesto de sangre, pus y moco.
And also who identify with the family members. Their place of birth. What's the third name? And who go to holy places. And they go to these holy places and they don't go and hear Harikata from bona fide sadhus. And they go there and they just go, they take baths. They spend thousands and thousands of dollars to go to holy place. But they don't understand that actually to go to holy places that one should go under guidance of bona fide sadhu and hear Harikata from them.
Para ir a lugar sagrado hay que hacerlo bajo la guía de un santo o una persona avanzada y escuchar Harikata, la razón de los pasamientos de brisa de los carros de esos santos.
Those touching the holy places, they get so much sukriti, so much benefit.
Solo por pisar y tocar en un lugar sagrado, ellos tienen mucho beneficio.
But still, because they don't go and hear from sadhus, then they're going to holy places, something like sightseeing, like a tour. So such persons, they're said to be like asses or animals.
No. In animal, lowest animal, like ashes.
Amongst all animals, the lowest of animals, the asses.
Así que estas personas son consideradas animales, no animales únicamente, son consideradas asses, y los asses son considerados como los animales de la nivel inferior.
So, in this conditional, in this world, the conditioned soul is covered by ignorance.
Why they are foolish?
So, foolish because identifying with the body and under the influence of avidya.
Oh, especially, they are kicked by the hind legs of their wives, even they
so
don't
know. So, the example of foolishness is the ass. That the ass is going and carrying very, very heavy load.
Los ases son considerados tontos porque ellos llevan cargas muy pesadas.
In India, you see that asses, they carry such heavy load that you cannot even see the body. Practically, you just see the face and you see four legs sticking out and a big heavy load. And they just carry it as some little food put in front and walking along.
In India, specifically, we have to say,
carrying such heavy load, but what they carry? Very nice, vascular, very nice sweets. All very delectable items. But they cannot eat anything. And they just carry this heavy load.
Solo va cargando y cargando,
and
what?
Why they
carry?
That they want some sense enjoyment.
Okay, ellos quieren un poquito de disfrute de los
sentidos. The ass is going after the she ass.
El aso corre camisa detrás.
He cannot check himself. Then they will see. When they will see. Lady ashes, they cannot get check themselves.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as they see the female ass, immediately they become mad. But immediately the sea ass just kicks the male ass in the face. Boom, boom. Immediatamente. But still, the he ass keeps on chasing after. The ass is so stupid that in India, when there's rainy season, there's very, very high grass. And the ass is eating and eating and eating and eating and eating. And then he looks up and then he sees, oh, so much high grass. And then because by his mind, he's thinking that I haven't eaten, he would be skinny. And he looks and says, oh, I have not eaten anything. I'm very hungry. And then in the dry season, when there's no grass, the ass eats just very little bit. And he looks and says, oh, there's no grass. And he's feeling the stomach is very big. Say, oh, I've eaten so much. Oh, I'm very happy. So, ass is so stupid. So, the materialist is like this. That all these things are going on by material nature, but the materialist is thinking that I am the doer. But we're not doing anything. This is the nature of somebody who's under illusion, like myself. That the three most, being covered by the three modes of material nature, the three modes of material nature pushing us here, there, and everywhere. But we think, I think, oh, I have to do it.
Siendo cubierto por las tres modalidades de la naturaleza material, somos empujados de un lugar a otro y pensamos que somos nosotros los hacedores que estamos actuando.
So how the ass right mentality person get out of this situation?
Pero cómo puede una persona que tiene una mentalidad semejante a la de un asno salir de esta situación?
Bhakti kaya shankur deji atma. That one should take the process of bhakti, taking shelter of one flight mood.
Esa persona debe asociarse con un sadhguru para asumir el proceso, emprender el proceso de servicio.
So Sri Mahadev, he is a Kandaguru Tattva. He is the full manifestation of Sri Guru.
Sri Mahadev Prabhu es el Kandaguru Tattva, la plena manifestación de Sri Guru, el principio original de la
And showing that the only way that he can become free from the ignorance of the material world is to surrender to Krishna through his bona fide representative, Sri Guru.
Very good.
And that Sri Guru will remove the ignorance and the non-Krishna in the heart. By whatever endeavor we make, we can never become free from the influence of the three modes of material nature by our own endeavor. But just as Bhadev, he killed Dedekasura and removed all this, the symbol of ignorance. In the same way, Sri Guru, just like that, he can remove all the ignorance from our hearts. So it is our only duty to surrender to such Sri Guru.
Thank you. But Guru should be Guru, Sadguru, not Kangar. You know Kangar? Where? In Australia, I'll come. So we should not be. Guru should be a really guru. And there are symptoms. A guru never falls. Never. Symptom is this. His renown, knowing all the truths, and he has some realization of God, Krishna, Supreme Lord. Then he is guru, actually. Otherwise, no guru. We should do pranam to kan gurus, but accept your guru. A guru never tells his disciples that don't associate with the high class of Vaishnava. Never. Swamiji has never told. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has never told that, oh, you should not mix with or associate with high class of devotees. Never. Sadhu san, sadhu san, sadhu san, only sadhu san.
Este guru debe ser un verdadero guru, no un gran guru. Hay un guru, porque eso hay gurus, pseudo gurus, que son como canguros. Nosotros vemos que el canguro lleva en su mandíbula, en su bolsa, lleva a sus crías. Así que estos tipos, pseudo gurus, falsos gurus, van conectando discípulos y dinero y reputación por doquier y vendiéndolos en su bolsillo, como un canguro. Así que este, para que sea guru, el guru debe tener una relación con Krishna. Si nuestro guru no es así, si nuestro guru no posee una relación él mismo con Krishna, nosotros debemos ofrecerle pranam y abandonarlo. Si nosotros le pedimos permiso a nuestro guru para asociarnos con Vaishnavas de un nivel superior y el guru nos prohíbe esa asociación, debemos abandonarlo de inmediato y no considerarlo como un guru fidedigno, sino como un canguro. Si la Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, jamás prohibió a sus discípulos que fueran a asociarse con Vaishnavas elevados. Siempre promovió, por el contrario, la asociación con los devotos sadhusanga. Esa es la instrucción de Srila Swami Maharaj. Así que si nosotros estamos asociados con un guru, tal guru, debemos abandonarlo de inmediato.
There are some symptoms of kangaroos. And what the symptoms? The kangaroos, they think that, oh, disciples are our property. And anyone can come and take over this property. Always fearing. They are fallen and they will fall. Nothing to fall. They are fallen. If a man is already fallen, what he will fall? So we should be careful for this. Oh, bhakti is like a current, a river with current. If there is some stoppage, then the water will be polluted. And after some time, it will dry. So bhakti should be what? Always flow. And how this flow will come? Oh, association, high class of association. If there is, then flow is there. No association, no flow. Stop. Everything is ruined.
Así que, ¿cómo son estos canguros? Ellos piensan, oh, mis discípulos son de mi propiedad. Nadie debe venir a arrebatármela. Nadie debe quitarme mi propiedad. Ellos están muy temerosos de que venga algún Vaishnava elevado y se lleve aquello que ellos piensan que es su propiedad. Muchas veces piensan, oh, mi guru se va a caer. Pero no, ya ellos están caídos. Si alguien está en el suelo, ¿cómo pueden caerse del suelo? Ya están en el suelo. Ya están caídos. El bhakti es como la corriente de un río que fluye libremente. Esta corriente jamás debe ser detenida. ¿Qué pasa si la corriente se detiene? Inmediatamente el agua se contamina. Así que el bhakti, debemos hacer que el bhakti fluya así, como la cristalina corriente de un río. ¿Y cómo se puede lograr eso? A través de la asociación de Vaishnavas elevados. Si nosotros rechazamos o desdeñamos esta asociación de Vaishnavas elevados, entonces esta corriente se detendrá y el agua se contaminará.
Oh, one thing you should know. I have told something. I have touched the glory of Srila Baldev Prabhu. Very. But I wanted to tell the mercy of Krishna and the sweet pastimes of Krishna. But no time. Time is over. Tomorrow we will go to other place. But one thing you should know. We cannot search Krishna. We cannot call Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat and Sukadev Goswami has told that Krishna is searching you. In your search, he has come from Golok Vrindavan, descended to this world. With flute, what he is doing? Oh, Radhe, Lalite, Vishakhe, you are. Oh, not to them. Oh, Jivas, where you are, come on, come on, come on, boy, the flute. You know that he was searching his friends and cows when Brahma took it away and searching. Oh, my friends, where you are, where you are. He was not searching of his friends, but really he was searching us. Oh, all jivas come to me and then you will be happy. This is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the message of Srila Rupa Goswami Mahaprabhu and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj or our whole Guru Parampara. You should come. Go on.
Deben saber entonces que hemos hablado de las glorias de Padre Prabhu. Yo quería también relatar muchos dulces pasatiempos de Krishna, pero lamentablemente el tiempo se ha agotado y mañana tenemos que marcharnos a otros lugares. Pero debemos saber que nosotros no podemos servir a Krishna directamente. El Srimad Bhagavatam dice que Krishna está intensamente buscándonos a todos nosotros. Krishna está en Vrindavan tocando la flauta. ¿Qué está haciendo cuando toca la flauta? Oh, Radhe Lalite Visakhe, llamando a Srimad Radhika Devendra Visakha. Cuando Hama Mali secuestró a los amigos de Krishna, los pastorcillos, y los ocultó en una cueva, Krishna deambulaba por toda Vrindavan, preguntándole, exclamando y llamando, oh amigos míos, ¿dónde están? ¿Dónde están? Pero en realidad no estaba llamando a sus amigos. Krishna estaba llamando a todas las entidades y mentes condicionadas como nosotros para llevarlos a su seno. Este es el mensaje que establece el Srimad Bhagavatam, que vino a impartir, a difundir en Occidente Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Es el mensaje de todos nuestros acharyas, es el mensaje de Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You know, Krishna lifted Giriraj Govardhan. Why he lifted? Why he lifted? Oh, all jivas come on in my shape. I will save you. That is why he lifted. Not for only Brajabasi. There was no suffering for them. Oh, suffering is for us. Our condition. So he is calling, oh, jivas, you should come. You are my very loving jivas. You are my our family, part and parcel. Come on, come on. I will give you save. I will save you from all these sins, all these sufferings forever, and I will give you love and affection forever. That is why he is called and lifting. You know, he said he killed Agassu. Why he killed Agassu? Agassu, who is? She, himself she. And Krishna killed that and took out all the boys from her, his stomach. What is this? If you will call Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, sarva dharmana parityajya mame kam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo Moshayishyami ma suja. Don't be worried. Don't be worried. Come on to me. Come on to me. Take my shelter. I will save you. Everywhere, in each past time, Krishna is calling us, oh, come on, come on. But we are so foolish. like ash, like donkeys, like pigs and hogs, like especially like dogs. We are like, we don't want to come. We don't want to take his shelter. Go on.
Hemos escuchado que Krishna levantó la condena de Govardhan. ¿Por qué Krishna levantó esta condena de Govardhan? ¿Cuál era la razón para hacer esto? Krishna levantó la condena de Govardhan para que todas las entidades vivientes, las almas condicionadas de este mundo, vinieran y se refugiaran bajo la condena de Govardhan. Krishna no levantó esa colina para los habitantes de Vrindavan, para que ellos se refugiaran allí. ¿Por qué ellos no estaban sufriendo? ¿Quiénes sufren? Solo sufren las almas condicionadas en este mundo. Krishna levantó la colina de Govardhan y llamando a las almas, diciendo, oh almas, oh almas, ustedes son mis partes integrantes. Ustedes, yo puedo salvarlos de su sufrimiento. Yo puedo inmediatamente sacarlos de la miseria material y darles, otorgarles amor y afecto puros. ¿Por qué Krishna también mató a otro demonio llamado Agasur? Este demonio Agasur es la personificación del pecado. Este demonio, en la forma de una gran serpiente, se había tragado a los amigos de Krishna. Krishna lo mató y rescató a sus amigos del estómago de esta serpiente. Oh, así que Krishna nos está diciendo: salva a Dharmado Kalitama, Vikam Saranamra, Hantam Saranamra, Vemotra, Yishami Mastra. Él está diciendo: oh, no tengan temor, vengan a mí, yo los protegeré de todo el sufrimiento. Vengan. Pero nosotros somos como asnos, somos como peces, somos como animales, especialmente somos como perros.
So, madhurena samapayeta. I want to finish by what? Madhurena. Oh, Krishna made a rosh. And he called all. Oh, come unto me. Play with me. And I will give you rasa. Transcendental rasa. So Krishna is calling us for that also. And you know, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna begging door to door, Nityananda Prabhu, what? Yatheshtam re bhrata. Oh my brothers, listen me, listen me. I'm taking my hands up like this. Listen me. I will take all your responsibility if you are chanting only Hare Krishna. And he told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was begging from India, one corner to another, and sending us everywhere for this, and telling us that, oh, you should beg. What beg? No money, nothing, what? Oh, you should chant at least one time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
How merciful, door to door, Haridas, Nityananda Prabhu, is all as yours. And we are also, our Guru sent us, and I am also sending all. You should go and preach and tell them, oh, we don't want anything. Only what we want? Oh, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Prema. Oh, slowly you can bring or your bhiksha if you want to give bhiksha, those whose has been initiated. Quick. Oh, they should come and give them.
Disertación de un modo dulce. Todos sabemos que Krishna ejecutó su pasatiempo de la danza rasa. ¿Qué está haciendo Krishna en ese pasatiempo? Está llamando a todos. Está
convocándolos a todos, a unirlos a ese pasatiempo de la danza.
Y Krishna, de su forma,
el Sitaya de Mahaprabhu, le dijo, Anitananda Prabhu,
oh hermano, por favor escucha, yo tomaré, predica mis instrucciones, y Nitananda Prabhu le dijo a todos, yo asumiré todas sus responsabilidades si ustedes cantan el santo nombre de Krishna, aunque sea una vez.
Así que si Chaitanya Mahaprabhu también está enviándonos a nosotros por el mundo entero para...
Thus ends the class on the 28th of May 2002 in the evening in Mexico. Hare Krishna.